Buying clothes at your local consignment shop isn't just good for the store, it's also good for the planet. Here to explain and to give us more tips on how to be eco-friendly this holiday season is CL Ju. She writes about the environment on her blog greenlagirl.com, and she's in the studios of NPR West in Culver City to be part of our Economical series, our guide to saving money and the environment during the holidays. Welcome, CL.
Thank you.
You're a big fan of shopping for the holidays at local businesses, consignment or new. Why is that?
Well, shopping locally really addresses a lot of issues, whether it's less cars driving on the roads or whether it's just making sure that your money goes to the people in your community that will benefit the most from it. In general, if you spend the money at local stores, then you will see about 3 times the amount of economic benefit in your local neighborhood than you would if you shopped at Borders or other chain stores like Walmart. So it's a way of making sure your dollar really goes towards both the economic and environmental issues that you support.
Isn't it more expensive, though, to shop locally than, say, at a national retailer or even online?
It really depends on the item. If you're, for example, shopping for a fruit basket, it's usually a lot cheaper to get fruit in season at your local farmer's market than it is to buy it at, well, certainly Whole Foods, but even at a lot of the main chain grocery stores.
So what if you can't find what you want at a local shop? What would be your best alternative?
My biggest suggestion would be to plan ahead so that if you do end up needing to buy something over the internet, you have time to sort of research the most eco-friendly option possible and also to get the best deals. And more importantly, so you can get the item via ground shipping versus shipping it through the air, which is a lot worse for the environment.
In addition to presents and things that we buy during the holiday season, what about the idea of decorating? I mean, most people like to put up a Christmas tree and string it with lights.
I've actually tried to find local Christmas trees before, and it can be hard, but I would at least take a look at CSA's community-supported agriculture and other farmers in your area. There's even a cardboard Christmas tree out now, and some may find that to be a better option than, say, picking a tree 2 states away.
What about the lights?
The lights, it's best to get LED lights. These are available, I believe, at Home Depot and major retail stores now, too. There's even a company that's giving out coupons for people sending their old lights in. So there are programs like that that give you incentives to both recycle your old lights and get new LED lights.
So if you had one piece of advice for everyone to green the holidays, what would it be?
I would say don't buy things that you or the gift recipient don't need. I would encourage people to think about if they can't find a physical present that a person might need, I would gift experiences like a gift certificate to a restaurant as opposed to buying yet another unwanted gadget.
CL Ju blogs about the environment at greenlagirl.com, and she joined us from the studios of NPR West. Thanks, CL.
Thank you.
If you want to get more tips or give some on how to save money and the environment this holiday season, go to npr.org/gifts. You can post videos, photos, and learn how to make gifts.